too much iced coffee.
Me too.
Okay, fine.
You don't think I had a lot of iced coffee? You don't think I've been punching holes in the drywall all day?
I bought you the iced coffee.
Man, sometimes you have too much iced coffee and your teeth stand on edge like that time you accidentally did meth at GovBall.
That was one of us and it wasn't me.
Either way, who's to say who it was?
It was you. You did meth.
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me. It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is it really gets in your veins, that iced coffee.
You accidentally did meth.
Because you got to work all night and you need to pick me up.
Children's music festival.
It wasn't a children's music festival.
Well, there are a lot of children there.
Of course they were. Man, that's a real bummer when you go to GovBall and children gather around you to ask you to buy them beer. And you go, maybe let's not come next year.
Maybe. You're 12.
Ugh. Remember when we were at, did we talk about this? We were at GovBall or one of those
Panorama
music festivals, and what's his name, the guy from the Talking Heads,
David Byrne.
Did we talk about this?
I don't think so. Not on the,
he was on stage. Well, first of all, when we got there, there was this group of girls who were dancing around. Every band we went and saw, they would like run up to the stage and dance around. They were splitting one cigarette for the entire entire concert.
They were no older than 15.
Do you think so?
Way.
I thought they were like 20.
No. They were teenagers for sure. I know.
Well, they all had their little outfits on.
Yeah, and like, they were like genuinely, I'll say it, very hot, and it was uncomfortable for me. And I'm not even attracted to them, so good Lord.
Well, I'm not a pedophile, so to me, they were just like children.
Okay, never mind.
I wasn't interested.
I'm just saying,
I don't know what the fuck's going on with you.
I'm just saying, I wonder how everybody else feels. This is uncomfortable.
Are these the girls you fingered?
No. Oh, okay. My God. You're going to have the FBI
come
to my house.
Just blink if
I
it
didn't.
Is, if
Stop.
It's
I didn't finger anybody.
And got it. Okay. So they're dancing around. They're clearly, I think they were drunk, I think. And I just thought it was really funny that they were smoking the same cigarette between all four of them all fucking day. And then so we go to see David Byrne and it's great. And then he ends his set by performing a song where he lists all the names of the people that were shot by the cops that year.
Yeah, killed in police violence. No, it was ever, because like some real old ones. But it was
say their name.
Yeah, it was like a Black Lives Matter / police brutality.
It was a protest song.
Yeah, and
and then all these girls roll up.
They came in at the end of that song while everyone is standing vigilantly listening. And
like,
he's like
pumping fists.
It's like, say his name, Trayvon Martin. Say his name, Amadou Diallo. And they come running up with their arms out like, woo! Like shaking their asses and taking selfies.
Yeah, just clapping their butt cheeks together.
right in the front. You're like,
that was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
We didn't go this year. We didn't go to GovBall. I think it got
We're
rained out, though.
We're too old.
We've been too old. Well, I've been too old. You're fine.
No. Honestly, last time we went, I was like, holy fuck. I think like 18 is the median age there.
It is creepy when you're walking around and there's some 15-year-old's butt cheeks hanging out of there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say before you called me a pedophile. And now I'm like, oh, God. What I meant was like they're dressed so sexy that it's uncomfortable to be around, because it feels like, you know,
like
that's
you might fuck them. You might accidentally fuck them.
No,
I get it. We're red-blooded men.
No,
can't control ourselves.
No,
that's what the whole Me Too movement was about. No. Yeah, the culture is insane because the whole idea is you're just there to look hot for Instagram.
Yeah.
You're in your little outfits. The men have shaved their chests. They've just been doing crunches all year long to train for this moment. And I mean, I kind of enjoy the fact that when we do go, we get to be the people that are enjoying the music.
Yeah.
You know, it is great to be at an outdoor festival, crack a beer, you know, take half a tab of acid and then go watch Shannon and the Clams or whatever.
I've enjoyed myself. And it's hard. I feel like such an old curmudgeon looking around being like, all these kids on their phones. It's not like we're not doing it. We record the whole thing for our stories and shit, you know.
Right.
I've read that if you just spend like a concert or anything, that if you spend the whole time recording it on your phone, your brain actually won't remember it as well as if you had just put your phone away and watched
yeah
the show.
Well, in general,
eyes.
I think I read something that was talking about how just we're going through this kind of evolutionary process where our brains have stopped retaining information.
Yes, yeah.
And now we retain how to access information. So we don't know, we don't remember what happened, but we remember where we left it on our phone. We can find it through files and stuff.
Wow. I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. That is scary. Only if, well, what do you think? I think I've heard people say, well, it frees up space in your brain to do other things.
No, I think everybody's in a deep depression and panic all the time. I mean, yeah. There's something is going on. All this shit is affecting us negatively.
Yeah.
Nobody's having a good time, you know?
Well, especially back to Instagram. What Instagram has done to all of us is fucking
horrific.
Yeah.
The fact that you'll check your Instagram, or people in general will check their Instagram at a festival, at a movie, whatever the fuck.
Well,
it's like,
the whole
there's
point.
The big thing. There's the great thing you're supposed to be experiencing.
Yeah.
And here you are seeing if you got likes on the previous, you know, performance you saw
right.
or filmed.
That's the entire point of it, is to not to just not enjoying your life and recording it. It's trying to make other people jealous.
Sure, yeah.
Or
just
make
like
yourself seem like you enjoy an enviable life. Also, there was that documentary on here we go on Netflix. What was it called? Something Social Animals or something.
Yeah.
And the way that Instagram affects like middle school and like young high schoolers was really heartbreaking. Girls,
sure, yeah.
Especially, like, it's who's the hottest. When you can really, when there's like quantifiable data, like about how many people like you, and in high school, that's the most important thing in the world. You can point to it if you're not that popular and be like, people don't like me. There is actual proof right here.
Yeah.
Kids are killing themselves.
You can have a little bit of like mystery about where you lie in the social structure
right.
of your high school, like when we grew up.
Right, yeah.
But now, nope, there's the numbers.
Like, no,
right there.
Yeah.
This person is legitimately famous
check
within this town.
Yeah.
And you are a dud. You got nothing.
Yeah.
That's what like eighth grade was about, kind of.
Right, yeah. And then cyberbullying. Oh, man.
Cyberbullying. Yeah, cyberbullying existed when we were younger,
that's
too,
true.
But not
yeah.
not as intense. What I worry about is the fact that it felt like just a few years ago you could escape this stuff if you wanted. Like you could leave your phone at home or not check stuff. It seems to be becoming even more ingrained in the culture now where it's like, I don't even know if that's possible for anybody. Like you can't opt out. Like our friend Griff, he's got a flip phone, you know.
He would.
And I saw on like Facebook or something a while ago, he just wrote, I have no idea what any of you are talking about ever.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful for him, but how would you feel if you just, you know, were out of the mix all the time? You didn't know what was going on.
I wouldn't like it. Also, I did his show. We were both on it, his show a little while ago, and I wanted to ask him if I should still come because I heard there was no audience and it might be canceled. And because he has a flip phone, he couldn't answer me.
Yeah.
And so I showed up. I took a cab there and then he was like, oh, shit, sorry. But anyway, it's no big deal. But
yeah, you're disconnected.
I could just have his phone number, but I don't. I don't know.
Well, I text him sometimes. I feel like he doesn't get everything I text him. But that's my point. Like you can't really unplug anymore. You fucking have to be plugged
in. Especially if you want to be a comedian, you have to have you have to have social media.
I wanted to delete Facebook for 5 years, but then I'm like, that's the only way I communicate with people
for shows.
About shows.
Yeah.
It's also an excuse, you know, that I'm using to keep it.
Of course.
Because I love to, I mean, our favorite thing in the world is to scroll through Facebook and find the most obnoxious political takes and then share them with each other.
All we do is screenshot them and send them to each other. Look at this doozy. Oh, man, I wish I could read some of them.
We can read that one that was on the comedians helping comedians.
Oh, okay, what's going on with that page, by the way?
Oh, it's great.
I think people are just trolling it now.
I don't know. I just think everybody's an idiot.
There's this Facebook page called Comedians Helping Comedians, and the other day, it's like thousands of people are on it. The other day, one guy was just like, how do you feel about doing a gay club? And then I was like, oh God.
I didn't see that one.
The comments were, it said like 250 comments, and people just jerking each other off, being like, why does it make a difference? Check yourself and walk away. And they're all like, yes. Which obviously, yes, but this person is, why are you giving this person the time of day?
Have you not heard the newest Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
Being gay is actually pretty cool.
Taylor Swift performed at Stonewall.
Yeah. Gay icon.
Gay, yeah. Who really understands the struggle.
Gay black woman icon. Bright white, straight Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. That was so annoying to me.
Bud Light and Monsanto present the Taylor Swift concert at Stonewall
the
Inn.
Pride Month. She's on the Halliburton float. the Pride Parade.
Being gay has jumped the shark, you guys.
Man, it's corporate now. It's crazy. Capital One has the most... Of all the like corporate pride I've seen, Capital One had the biggest display at their Union Square branch. When I was walking by, it was like they changed all the lettering outside the building is all rainbow. All the walls are wallpapered with rainbow because Capital One.
The stationery that they foreclose your house on, yeah. Nail it to your front door is rainbow. what a nightmare. That song is such dog
it's
shit.
It's called Calm Down. Calm down, I'm gay.
Is she gay? She's going to announce she's gay.
Everyone
or she's
saying that.
You know, like a few years ago when all this stuff really started becoming more like, when it started to become kind of almost uncool or shitty to be straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight and white. Mm-hmm. The joke, I think, amongst some people was like, people are just going to, you know, suck a dick or become trans for it to be cool.
Yeah.
To be cool, you know?
Yeah. And that was like,
and it was like a joke. Like,
can you even imagine? And yeah. Now Taylor Swift's like, oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah. I was a black woman last summer when that was cool. And now this year,
gay.
My team. It's just a fucking team of publicists
yes,
that sit
yeah.
in a room. That's the same with Drake, too. That's how I feel about Drake.
Really?
I think they're like, oh, trap music is cool now. You do trap music. You know, we'll get a bunch of ghostwriters in here. We'll figure something out for you. We'll cobble together a personality that, you know, goes
yeah.
in whatever direction the wind is blowing.
And people love it. Let's make a music video where you give homeless children $1 million.
Oh, I forgot about that music video where he walks around and hands stacks of cash to poor people.
Wow. Drake's the best person in the world.
Hey, Drake. Charity doesn't work if you fucking film it, you asshole.
This week on Kill Yourself.
Yes, Drake. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Alex Jones.
oh, yeah.
He...
Here we go.
Man, I can't wait to find out what's going on with this. He apparently handed over, I'm assuming like a thumb drive or something to the authorities because he's embroiled in this court case about Sandy Hook victims because he said that there was a false flag or something.
Yeah,
something
he
along those
doesn't
lines.
Think Sandy Hook is real.
So he was ordered to turn over all these files and he ended up giving them child porn and they had to report it to the FBI.
That was not my child porn. I was doing research on George Soros and the intergalactic pedophiles.
Of course you were, Alex. He is going to say that. You know that, right? He's just going to say somebody planted it.
Oh, yeah,
like
for sure.
The Clintons or somebody planted it on his hard drive.
Yeah, it's either going to be that he was doing research or that they planted. But, I mean, that's crazy that he had fucking child porn.
Any rube knows you keep your child porn hard drive and your Sandy Hook hard drive
of
separate.
Of course. Of course.
Keep
you got to you gotta buy a label maker.
Yeah. Sandy Hook conspiracy files, child porn.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't mix them. What a disorganized mess.
I know. You got people working for you. What do they even do?
You have a whole team.
George Soros in the deep state accessed my hard drive and added child pornography to my Sandy Hook research files, and the intergalactic pedophiles are out to get me. Go to Infowars.com to buy our new protein powder and testosterone pills.
Whatever he sells. What is the deep state?
The deep state is like, God, I hate when you ask me to explain things.
Mansplain the deep
state. Because I'm a demi. I just memorize terms. From what I understand, there is our regular government and what we see. And then beneath the surface are all these people who don't have any checks and balances, who are just working without any restraints and doing whatever they actually want to do.
That sounds pretty plausible.
Yeah. You know, like what's going on with the NSA? We don't fucking know.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on with the military? You know, they have infinite funds.
Yeah.
You know, if there's like fucking aliens and shit, Trump doesn't know about them.
Yeah.
Because he would mention it immediately in an interview. They actually asked him about it recently, about aliens. He says he doesn't believe in them.
They're trying to get him. They're trying to get him to mess up and say like the most.
They were asking him about apparently like pilots have been spotting more UFOs than ever in history recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's my theory is that that's because of YouTube videos, because all anybody ever watches anymore is fucking conspiracy videos.
That's all
I watch. Alex Jones and, you know.
Well, I don't watch Alex Jones, but I watch like, I don't know, mystery, the unexplained occurrences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
You look like ghosts and like.
Not ghosts,
and,
but like.
Serial killers.
Yeah.
Because that's what you aspire to be.
Unsolved mysteries. Yeah, yeah. I'm just studying. You'll be my first victim.
You gotta start lifting weights. You have.
I know. I need you to teach me how to do.
Down,
do
stab them in the chest.
That'll be hard. How does anybody stab anybody in the chest?
I'll show you later.
Okay.
You'll eventually find out.
Okay. All right. Cool. What was I gonna say?
Check your list of topics that we can talk about.
Oh yeah. OJ's on Twitter now.
OJ's on Twitter.
Yes, queen.
He went on Twitter. First thing he had to say was, Khloe Kardashian is not mine, guys.
Yeah, he's like,
that fucking monster.
This is the most important thing I have to say. Khloe Kardashian is
day one.
Not my kid.
Oh, also, I didn't kill anybody, but we'll get to that.
He doesn't mention that at all. He's so over that. And then, did you see he threatened to stab somebody?
No. What?
Yes. There's an OJ parody account that's been up for a long time, has a lot of followers, and he got immediately.
Oh, doesn't it say? I clicked on it on accident because I thought it was him. It just says, I played football and I killed my wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that. And he's like, oh, real fucking funny. And he says, I'm going to fucking cut you. And he sends all these knife emojis.
No.
I swear to God. He's like DMing this guy, sending knife emojis.
He loves jail. I know. He just wants to live there.
He just immediately got on Twitter and started threatening to murder everybody.
That's fucking awesome. He rules. I wish OJ was my dad.
I want him to be the first guest on Suicide Pact.
Oh,
do you think
he
would do it?
Yeah.
We should DM him.
Where is he? In Florida?
I don't know. We can go to him.
Don't we know somebody who like...
Who knows him?
Who Khloe he like goes to their coffee shop every day or something?
Oh,
I feel
I
like
know.
We know somebody, or maybe I just heard that somewhere.
I'm trying to find him on Twitter.
We'll
and
do
I
it
can't.
Later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's I think it's like OJ.
It's like
Simpson
like
32.
The real OJ. Oh, I did find it.
It's his isn't his number or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably that makes sense. He would be such a great guest. Oh my God, you know. Okay, Suicide by Cop, right?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I think about it.
Suicide by OJ?
Every day, yeah. We antagonize OJ into murdering us.
That'd be great.
Suicide by OJ.
Can you imagine the listens we'd get? You know, right now, what's Ron Goldman's sister is making a podcast series about OJ Simpson.
Really cashing in.
He's pissed off about that, too.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what he's going to do about it.
And Ron Goldman.
She ends up dead, and he's like, weird.
Yeah. Some gloves on her.
Goes to the funeral. Oh, that is fucked up. I know we joke, but he murdered his wife and then went to the funeral. Whew.
Yeah, and we still give a shit. It's weird what the country latches onto.
Right.
And then we rebooted the murders
so
with
many
that
times.
Series.
Like twice in a year.
All
there were two
female,
different.
All female OJ murder reboot.
Yeah, all female reboot of, starring Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, and when she does it, it's brave.
Yeah. I would watch that for sure.
Sure, I'd watch anything with Tiffany Haddish.
That's true.
She's a delight.
She's great. They should do an all-female Schindler's List reboot with her.
Mm-hmm.
All-female Dear Zachary. I don't know. Just trying to think of the most depressing.
Yeah. Sophie's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
With like Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish as the two kids that Meryl Streep has to choose between.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kate McKinnon. As just
a Nazi.
The funny friend.
The funny Nazi.
Yeah. The bumbling.
Just, oh my gosh, just a spot on impression of Goebbels or whoever.
I'd watch that. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
You're required.
Right.
Or else you're, I don't know, red-pilled.
Did I watch Red Pill?
Yeah, we watched it together.
We held hands and watched the Red Pill, mm-hmm. and we were like, this is the truth. Our minds have been opened up.
Whoa.
Wow.
Women are actually...
Bad?
Bad?
Men are good? Man, can't both genders just suck?
That was frustrating about that fucking movie. It was like, yeah, you're right. It was just a flip. They just flipped
right.
it.
Right. Why do
actually,
we have to
men
choose?
Have it terrible. It's like
no, no.
You guys, you're all fucking fine.
You're all
you know?
Fucking terrible.
Yeah. But your lives are fine.
It's
you know?
Like also sometimes men get the short end of the stick in custody battles and sometimes...
Yeah, let's address that.
And sometimes women hit men on the head with frying pans, so they get domestic
are
violence.
Are you thinking of
cartoons? And rolling pins.
Sure.
Men get hit with rolling pins.
This is an epidemic in this country.
25% more than women, and we don't talk about it.
Where's our shelters?
Yeah, for rolling pin shelters. Right. Yeah. Women with curlers in their hair and rolling pins
mm-hmm.
are beating the shit out of men. Birds are flying around their heads.
A big lump. And there's like a slide whistle.
Yeah. Just because their eyeballs popped out at a beautiful woman's ass.
And they turned into a wolf for a second.
Do you remember that cartoon? I don't know if you ever had this in your like Sunday morning cartoons, the Lockhorns.
That's a comic strip.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Can I fucking call it a cartoon?
No, because that's wrong.
Okay. All right.
The one thing we care about at this podcast is accuracy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You said Oprah was a Tyler Perry character.
See?
I did
the deep research on that. I've done the deep research, and Oprah is, in fact, a Tyler Perry creation. And they don't want you to know.
She's a hologram, just a Tyler Perry hologram. Yeah. The Lockhorns. Did you read that comic strip?
No, I've never read it. I always
think
saw
about it.
There's some that you would look at and be like...
Like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That's how
this
I felt about...
Calvin and Hobbes.
Prince Valiant. All those ones were like, well, if this isn't cute and funny,
what
am
are we doing? Or the one that takes place in the military, it's like...
Oh, which one was that? I forget. Yeah.
Doonesbury or something?
Beetle Bailey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. Marmaduke.
The Lockhorns was just this couple that fucking hated each other. And it was always like, eat your dinner. And he's like, oh, if you cooked it, it's going to...
Tastes like diarrhea.
Kill me. Fucking hate you.
Yeah, I hope
he's
you
like,
die.
Yeah, it was always like they wanted each other dead, and it would be like, oh, you're fat and bald, and he'd be like, well, you're old and ugly, and then he's always dancing with some Amazon woman at a party while she's on the side just rolling her eyes with her friend. I don't know. That's like this it is was like just such a weird 50s marriage.
It's pre-divorce.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's where you're Catholic and you don't get divorced.
Right, really.
And you just fucking hate each other. Your wife to death. Till you die in your fucking 60s.
Oh, man. I hope this is okay to say, because some of my family listens to this, but my grandparents were like that. They fucking hated each other.
Yeah.
Hated. And it, my mom was always like, why do you guys stay together? There's no answer. They're just Catholic. They're just like, I don't know.
Because of God.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable.
God wants us to hate each other.
Right. And then, like, when you think, like, divorce became popular in what, like the early 90s or like the late 80s or something?
Did it really become popular?
Yeah, pretty popular. I mean, like, don't they say that like fucking 50% of marriages end in divorce?
I always wonder how accurate that statistic is.
I bet it's less now because I don't think people get married as much.
Yeah, because they don't feel like they have to.
Right.
Are you proposing?
I'm proposing you get me a beer.
Okay.
Just kind of afraid to say it.
Yeah.
You're being such a...
Get me a fucking beer.
When you're mad at your mom.
No, I'm fine. I'll do it, but you're just being a... You're being such a...
I said witch. You're being a B-word. Oh, I'm freaking leave this freaking house. Kids swearing is the funniest thing in the world. You're being this is ass.
I don't even flipping care. Okay, I know you told me not to, but I looked at OJ's Twitter while we were recording anyway, and he's advertising for Blue Chew, which is one of them.
Oh man, one of the I love that. OJ Simpson and Cumtown have the same sponsors.
I would be willing to bet that Blue Chew did not ask OJ to do this. He's just like really into it. But I don't know.
What does it say?
Sometimes the juice needs a little extra juice. ... That get Blue Chew is the truth.
Oh my God. Who is fucking OJ?
Oh man.
Who is he using this on?
That's a good point.
I hope he's just like fucking popping them like Skittles and sitting around his house with a...
No, somebody's fucking OJ. Oh my God. He retweets people who are accusing him of murder and getting into it with them. Some girl named Lori Irene said at the OJ Simpson 32, "Hey OJ, happy anniversary, 25 years since you killed Nicole and Ron." First of all, Lori, what? All right, why is this your Twitter presence?
Yeah, why is this is the hill you're going to die on?
Then he says, "Want to hear some crazy shit? Court system disagrees." Both of you, leave it alone. Both of you. Hey, you
knock
two.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.
She's dead.
Okay.
She's not coming back.
It's done. It's over.
Can we tweet at him? Can we see if we can
get... Yeah. Yeah.
We should tweet. Hey, OJ
Simpson.
Can we get a retweet for our podcast, Suicide Pack? See if he retweets it.
But we don't have a Twitter account.
We talk about how you're innocent.
Hey, we are big fans.
We're big fans. We love Naked Gun.
He did. Somebody said, "Is Dwayne Wade the most like charismatic superstar ever?" And he was like, he retweeted it. Was like, "You guys seen me in the Naked Gun movies?" That's a good point.
Now that he's out, do we get a new Naked Gun?
Yeah, that's a good question as well.
We should get something out of this,
right? I mean, that would be nice. Although, was it really OJ or was it Leslie Nielsen that was the?
No, it was OJ.
That was the reason those were so popular.
I remember Leslie Nielsen. But OJ's going to go completely nuts because he's been in jail for this entire time. I mean, he's obviously crazy,
yeah.
but this is going to explode his brain. I think he might go on a killing spree because he's got to be integrated into the social media lifestyle all at once.
Oh,
it's going to break his brain.
Yeah,
he's going to become famous for being a fucking serial killer.
Serial killer.
He already was.
Multiple murderer.
Well, whatever. How many is a serial killer?
Well, I guess I would say three or more. Two people at once. That's not a serial killer.
Okay. Well, a murderer.
Yeah.
He's going to get re-famous for being a murderer.
And like you said, he's such a hothead, and people are just this is how the world works.
Yeah.
He's getting bullied online every day, and
he doesn't know how to not read all of his at replies.
Yeah, and not retweet them and quote them. He is gonna kill everybody. That's a fun idea for a like a short film or something. He murders every Twitter troll that comes after
him.
That'd
be nice. He could be like a superhero.
Gets away with it somehow. But he's only murdering the ones that go after him, so it would be kind of not as sweet justice
Maybe
for the rest
of
us.
Maybe you could hire him.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We don't have any trolls, though, because we're fucking cool, and also because
you're testing it.
Because nobody knows who we are.
Somebody's going to be like, game on. That's fine. That would mean people knew who the fuck we were.
Yeah. Rachel Dolezal's bisexual.
What a transition.
Yeah, transition from white to black and then straight to bi.
That was fun. She's my favorite gay icon, I think. My favorite black icon and my favorite gay icon.
Yeah, mine's Taylor Swift.
What a fucking... The two of them just...
They should team up.
Throwing their hats in at this point. No one has heard from her. Or thought about her in, like, years.
Well, she had that documentary not too long ago, years ago. That was fantastic. I fucking loved that documentary because the whole thing was about how she's writing a book and how this is going to tell her story and change her life.
We
and at the end,
story.
The text comes up and it's like, the book sold 8 copies.
Oh. When we watched that documentary, it made it so apparent how silly it was that anyone believed she was black at all. I don't know.
Yeah, she was a freckled-faced white woman.
Once you go back, it's like she might as well just be wearing Groucho Marx glasses with like a nose and a mustache.
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Yeah, just not what I meant. but she's
isn't that what? Go on.
Okay, I thought you were... no, she's got, like, tanner, I guess, on her face, but it's bright orange. She's got, like, a little bit of orange makeup on her face, and she curled her hair and made it, like...
Well, it's one of those things where you don't want to ask a woman if she's pregnant on the train. She's like, are you sure you're black? You'd be like, whoa.
You don't have any... There's no appropriate way to go, wait a minute, are you actually black? Because no one has ever done that in the history of time. In real life, like she was a president.
Oh,
of
I'm
a
sure.
Chapter.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
to
yeah,
that
you're
level.
Right. But yeah, I mean, she was working for the NAACP. That's insane. And my favorite clip of all time. It's so uncomfortable. But when they finally expose her on the news, and they're like, "Are you African American?" And her face, like, she short circuits for a second. She's like, "Yeah," and then
she goes,
"I
don't understand the question.
I don't understand the question." Oh,
yes, you do, bitch.
I think you do. Wow.
Oh, man. Not only am I black, but I'm the president of blackness.
How fucking insulting is that?
Find me a crown. I'm in charge of all of you. What the most white woman thing to do.
Right?
Just to be like, okay, guys. All right, listen up.
She's in a wig. And blackface, kind of.
Was that
she
a wig?
Even...
I feel like she was.
No,
wasn't
no,
her whole
no.
thing she was a hairdresser, so she knew how to make her hair look black?
I don't know. Yeah, she did. She did the deep research.
Yeah, the deep research. George Soros is making white women black.
She did.
And gay. They got frogs gay.
So Taylor Swift is gay. Rachel Dolezal is gay. It would be great if OJ came out as gay.
I'm gay for pride now.
Yeah, he's like the new gay icon, OJ Simpson. Good for him. And if you don't like it, you're homophobic.
Yeah, and it's like it's through Blue Chew.
He's the Blue Chew gay sponsor.
Yeah, he's standing on a Blue Chew float at Pride, throwing out chewable Viagra at people.
Dancing with
what
Taylor
a stupid
Swift.
Fucking world we live
it's
in.
It's a mess. It's truly a fucking
Speaking
mess.
Of Blue Chew, fellas, what's going on with your dicks? Mm-hmm. Is nobody's dick working anymore? And I get that you get older and your dick stops functioning or you're drinking a lot. But I feel like every podcast I listen to that's hosted by some 20-somethings, right. It's like, you got to get... By the way, if Blue Chew wants to advertise on this show, absolutely. I will take it.
We get a million listeners a week.
Endorse it, and I will take back everything I'm saying now.
You'll take it? Don't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would take it.
Don't take it.
Why?
Because then you'll have a boner all the time, and then it'll become my problem.
It's already your problem. Just take it at the, you know, at Target.
Yeah, and you're like,
slip it in your friend's
ooh,
drink.
Look at these Moscow Mule glasses.
Yeah,
cups or whatever. Love the copper copper wares. They get real hard for copper anyway.
Right.
Pillows that say love on them.
Yeah, just grinding up against it. Like, oh, all the stuffed animals are stiff. But what's going on with people's dicks? You get on the train and all those ads for Hims.
Roman and Hims and
what's Roman? Chew.
Roman is another one for, it's like young, hip millennial advertising for boner
for
pills.
For erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, what's happening?
The whatever spokesperson for erectile dysfunction used to be Bob Dole. Now it's like some cool guy with tattoos
yeah,
vaping.
Some YouTuber like, yo, bro, did your dick not work? Yeah. Totally cool, totally cool. That's...
Have you watched so much porn that you can't get aroused unless a lady's choking on a hot dog?
Oh my God.
Then pop one of these things and all the blood will go to your dick and you'll have to fuck.
Oh my God. This is what we've come to, folks. This is where we're at.
This is the end. This is the apocalypse.
It really might be.
No, you think about vampires and how we're vampires.
You know how you guys always think about vampires like we mm-hmm. do?
We think about vampires a lot. And I was thinking about vampires recently. And I was thinking about how the world is changing so rapidly right now. I wouldn't want to be immortal. Because right now the world seems weird
to
me.
Nobody really wants to be immortal.
I do.
Okay, you just said you didn't. Just
I used to think that. I used to think I wanted to be immortal. But now,
but
I'm
that's
like,
so stupid.
Things
I don't
are
think,
getting so dumb.
I don't think you really thought that through, though. There have been plenty of books. You ever read Tuck Everlasting? It's terrible
sure.
to be immortal.
Sure, you get to fuck teens for your entire life.
Okay,
that's the That's the like subplot to all these
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, they
you
still
know?
Fuck teenagers.
You take the magic fucking whatever when you're 16, so now you can plow children.
Oh my God,
it's true.
Just the phrase plow.
Make love to a child. Oh, doesn't matter how you say it, you're still fucking a baby.
There is a textbook distinction. I'm just saying there is between
what?
Pedophilia and people who fuck like post-pubescent.
Yeah, there's a word
just
for
like
it.
It's
what is it?
I can't remember.
Well, we'll get back to you.
Phoebophilia?
I don't know the word.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess whatever that is, that like fantasizing about 16-year-olds is the real plot to all these.
I mean,
like the Twilight movies and
not too long ago in like the 50s and 60s, all those like bubblegum pop songs were about fucking teenagers.
Yeah.
She was just 16 and I wanted to fuck her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul McCartney wrote that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. That was the first
She was just 16, and I wanted to
did run around,
spread
run around.
Her ass cheeks open.
Yeah.
So, no, that's a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, okay.
And that was Children.
Run Around Sue or whatever.
Run Around Sue.
She's 15,
There's
16.
A Joan Jett song, but women can't be pedophiles. So.
Oh, yeah.
But that was actually, that's a cover. That's
right.
Wrecking Machine.
We're not really doing
no, that's spot on.
We're not doing the our point any justice here, but it was a thing. Look it up. Just Google fucking teenagers
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to research what we're talking about.
Right.
Google.
Call your congressman or woman and ask them. I don't even remember anymore. Something about pedophilia. This is Suicide Pact after all. You knew we were going to get into it.
That's all we talk about. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I remember. You were talking about how you don't want to be immortal. And then we talked about how it's just a secret
I'm
way
too
to,
old to be immortal.
To plow children.
I can't plow children at this age.
Stop. Stop saying saying.
You can only plow children if you are a child physically. If I had my current brain in a child's body, if I could do some kind of get out situation where I take my brain and put it into a black child.
My God. That's not... That was the opposite of what they did.
But do you think that like a lot of those books like Tuck Everlasting, which I don't really remember, I just remember it was sad, or Twilight or whatever the fuck, do you think that's kind of what the author was getting horned up about when they were writing it?
Maybe Tuck Everlasting. Yeah, infinite youth is the point. I mean, if you stay young, you're going to fuck young people or people who... Like,
yeah,
have the same physical body as you that you're attracted to. But it was more than that. Because he, like, in Twilight, which I read every single book, he makes her a vampire so that they can be together forever.
Sure.
And then, but they're very secluded with all their vampire friends. It's like they're all immortal. It's not like they just hang out and go through all these cycles after a couple hundred years where they, like, everybody they know dies. They kind of just stay out of society for the most part. Although they go to high school. I don't know.
Yeah, they go to high school to get it in. Why else would you go to high school? You have all the knowledge of...
Well, he was like... This is how these books always work. It's like, you, reader, imagine yourself as the plain Jane who catches the eye of the most gorgeous man in the world.
Yeah, who's 50 Shades.
Yeah, which is... That's Twilight fan fiction.
Right, I know.
And so...
Oh, I know.
Okay. And so you can insert yourself as the young girl who
gets inserted.
Right.
Who gets
vibrating anal bullets
Christ.
Or whatever. Insane. It's the stuff that goes on in either one of those books. Anyway, it's always not just that he's really hot, it's that he's never loved anyone before, and there's something,
that's some women bullshit.
Yeah, and there's something about this fucking regular ass looking medium length brown haired white girl,
some A cupped
that he's
boyish.
Like, there's just some magical ethereal quality about her that he at 150 years old has never experienced before in his life. He finally found his soulmate. This girl who wears fucking Converses to prom, that's what makes her unique.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you're saying if you were immortal and you were youthful forever, you would be attracted to people who are also young. But why, though? Why wouldn't you be attracted to somebody with at least a little bit of life experience?
Well, that's like the excuse they have to make in Twilight, where it's like she's such an old soul.
No, she's an old soul. But she still doesn't know anything.
Right, yeah. She's truly... It would be so weird the older you get when you're actually hundreds of years old. This person's brand new. They don't know anything. 16 years old?
Yeah.
Gross.
Wiggling around golf ball with their butts hanging out, chanting along to songs about dead black teenagers.
That they don't even know. There's a moment in Twilight, I'm just remembering, where he can read
minds.
Is
this the book or the movie?
I think it happens in both, but I'm remembering specifically in the movie. He can read minds, but he can't read hers.
I saw the first two movies.
She's so special. Okay. Well, then you would have seen this. It's in the first movie. And he's going around. They're out to dinner. He's going around the room exposing what everyone is thinking about. And he's just like, sex, sex, sex. One guy's thinking about his cat. And then sex, sex, sex. It's just like everyone else in the whole world is such a lame.
Yeah.
God, I can't even articulate what they're trying to say. All people think about is sex, but you're different. You're really interesting. Kristen
because,
Stewart.
Well, there's two.
No, Bella. Her name's Bella.
There's two things to unpack there. First of all, the fucking fat, homely woman who wrote that thing. Yeah. Like what she thinks of what people think about sex, 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 and their cat.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about, bitch. Yeah. And then, like, the reason that she's interesting is that he can't. It's not that she's thinking anything particularly interesting. Yeah,
she's thinking of nothing, yeah, and that's why you can't.
She's devoid of personality. Yeah. And that's that woman, you know? Because right. You ever seen an interview with that woman?
I think you're... Are you thinking of...
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the other...
Yeah, the other one's fat. E.L. James, the 50 Shades of Grey lady. Stephanie Meyer.
Oh, I think her name's George R.R. Martin.
Oh,
I think that,
yeah.
Is that the same woman?
Georgia R.R. Martin.
Yeah. No, I don't know who wrote...
Stephanie Twilight. Meyer.
Boy, she you're said, a super fan.
I was really into it when I was like 15.
I had to watch these with a couple of...
Couple of gals.
Yeah.
Zilches. They were really into it.
Right.
I was. But I was also a child.
Oh, I went and saw the first one in theaters.
Me
Christ.
Too. Yeah.
Just these giant fake CGI wolves.
Sparkly. Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, shit.
The whole thing was like, are you team Jacob or are you team Edward?
Yeah.
Which
what
one
were
you? Edward.
Yeah, I figured. Nobody was team Jacob. He was clearly gay. I love you so much.
You know what? How that ended? Jacob thought...
Yeah, he fucks the baby. Full circle!
Back to pedophilia!
Yeah. Well, that goes to show you that these authors, it's all they care about. It's all they think about.
Pedophiles, yeah. She's making everybody else feel bad for thinking about sex all the time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he was in love with her womb? I don't know.
Well, he imprinted.
He imprinted.
I didn't see it. I read the. I remember seeing online like you. Somebody posted like you have to read what happens at the end of
fucking
the
crazy.
Twilight books.
So
and I was in the, like Wikipedia.
He's so like when you imprint on somebody that's your absolute soulmate, and he's so madly in love with Bella the whole time. He thinks he is, but really his soulmate is her baby. And so he was like drawn to her eggs, I guess, waiting for his soulmate to be born.
Yeah. And then the baby like rapidly grows up.
Yeah, because she's a vampire. She eats her way out of her mom's womb, by the way. She bites her way out.
Cool, cool, cool. Very good.
She almost dies.
So,
oh, and then Edward has to make her a vampire because she loses so much. He never wants to. She wants him to make her a vampire, but he's like, no, you don't want this life. I love you too much. But then she's about to die because she's losing so much blood because she has a half vampire, half human baby that eats its way out of her womb. And so he has to bite her to save her life.
Cool.
And then she becomes a hot vampire, and then her side piece werewolf boyfriend falls in love with her baby that they name some kind of hybrid name. I want to say it's Renesmee, like Renee and Esme.
Ew.
They name it Renesmee.
And then the baby grows up rapidly, so it has an infant's brain and an adult woman.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah,
Jacob marries it.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
We need to write a vampire movie and bring vampires back.
Vampire, you know? Yeah.
We need to bring it back to like Fright Night era vampires,
right?
Or like Lost Boys type vampires, you know, monsters,
right?
Blood sucking,
yeah, not sparkly.
Let the right one in.
Models.
We watched that, right?
No,
I swear we watched that.
I don't think so.
It's a Swedish movie about vampires.
Is
fucking
that,
amazing.
Is that the one with Bob Jenkins and the little girl?
I don't know who Bob Jenkins is, but the little girl is the vampire in
the
movie.
Yeah. I've seen the American version.
Oh, the Swedish version so much better.
Wow. It's too late. I already know what happens.
What happens?
I didn't finish it, though.
So you don't know what happens?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for everyone else.
That's a good-ass vampire movie.
Yeah.
Vampires used to be cool.
That's true. Is Blade a vampire movie? I haven't seen that.
Oh,
either.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen
oh,
that.
Hell yes. No, Blade stinks in the most beautiful way.
Really?
The most
it's just
wonderful.
Like fun to watch.
Early
2000s. Oh.
Techno music. Steven Dorff. Dorff?
Dorff.
Steven Dorff.
Dorff.
Our friend Troy almost got into a fist fight with him once.
Why?
Something like Troy was flirting with the bartender and he didn't like that, and Troy turned to him and was like, you've been in one movie.
Oh,
shut
my God!
Up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Steven Dorff.
Yeah. This was years ago.
Terrible name. That's so great.
I think that's good, right?
Yeah, I think we've made a real mess of this podcast.
No, it was fine. I think it was good.
Okay.
I think you really got to tone it down with the pedophilia talk.
I'm
sorry. I think everybody's had enough.
I thought that's why people came to this podcast.
That's why people come to this podcast, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know, any kind of plugs? I don't know what's going on.
Please, please, please come to our show on Friday.
We got this show. It's at Parkside Lounge in New York City at 7 p.m. on Fridays. We've plugged it on every fucking show, and guess who's not shown up?
You.
You fuckers.
You listener. Please come. You have
they
to.
Got real mad at us last time.
I got yelled at by a man in a Star Wars t-shirt.
Because we got, because no audience attended and we had to stop the show. And you know what's frustrating about this? And I'll, you know, keep this short because most of you are in Africa, if I believe our DMs. And I can't come to the show anyway. But
if you could, hey, take a plane.
Sure.
If you fly all the way here from
Africa,
we'll
buy you a beer.
We'll buy you a drink.
No, if somebody does come up to one of us and says, I heard you on this episode of your podcast, we'll buy them a drink.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
If you say you came here from the podcast,
I think we said
we'll
that
buy
last
you a
time.
Drink. No, I don't know. But the offer still stands.
Anyway, the show is fucking great. That's what's frustrating about it. We got this band that's insane. They're really
it's
good.
Such a fun party.
But nobody knows about it because we are terrible at promoting.
Yeah,
so
it's our fault, 100%. It's just this is the only way we know how to plead with people. We'll buy you booze. Come hang out with us.
And also, if you want to promote this podcast, it's the only thing we have in the whole wide world.
Also, email us at johnstossel@gmail.com. That is a real, I don't know if you guys thought that was a joke. It's a real email address that I check every day.
Yeah, me too.
Just waiting for some deviant fan art or some...
Yeah, a 69ing.
Yeah.
With Edward from...
Yeah. Email us. Tell us if you're Team Jacob or Team... I don't even remember. The dog wants us to end this.
The dog won.
Bye.
Bye.